Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right. Welcome.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're trying to get my mic turned on. Is it on? I can't tell if it's on. I can't hear myself. All right, there we go. A little bit better. Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Welcome to Saturday. We've got a lot to get to. There's an enormous amount of news breaking out of the Ukraine tonight that we are going to bring to you. We have also got a lot of information regarding some of the people that are in the know about some of the characters that are involved in this current situation that we're in. And coming up, I just want you to know, later this hour, Rebecca Koffler is going to join us. Rebecca Koffler wrote the book Putin's Playbook, and it pretty much details the inside thinking of what Vladimir Putin is, how he processes, what he does, how he thinks, how he responds. Very different than the way people are in the West. He doesn't think the way we do here in the United States. He has been conditioned by a number of circumstances in his life, everything from being attacked by a rat in his apartment building when he was a small child to any number of other things that have impacted and kind of created this monster that is the equivalent of Hitler in 2022. I mean, this guy is he is merciless. Just in the last hour, wanted to bring this to you. They have reported that, Poland has now taken in several million Ukrainian refugees. Now, on this show, 1 week from tonight, we hope to offer you commercial free. And if we do that, it's in conjunction with the partnership with our networks that carry the show. We're the number one most listened to, most syndicated weekend show in America. So thank you for making us that. And if we do this in conjunction with our networks next week, it'll be a miracle, but we will be so grateful. We want to bring you a We Stand With Ukraine special. We want to stand with the millions of innocent people that have been literally ramrodded out of their country at threat of their life. And so what we are going to do is we are going to work in conjunction with people that are on the ground. We already have distribution and relief hubs established in the Czech Republic, in Hungary. I also think we have people in Poland, Romania, Lithuania, and Latvia. I think we have in all six of those countries people that are ready to go. But this time, a week from now, we are going to stand with Ukraine for the full 2 hours, and we hope to do it commercial free. But I just wanted to mention this to you tonight. Poland has taken in millions of Ukrainians. As of Friday, yesterday, it was reported that there were 2.3 million Ukrainians that had been displaced from their homeland. More than a million of those 2.3 million are children. So that tells you the ratio of kids to adults that have been displaced by this. And here's the real, you know, ugly truth. Vladimir Putin doesn't care. He will not be satisfied until he has absolute control of the Ukraine. And that's why the world is hopefully united in trying to stop him. I don't know that we are. We hear a lot from the West about how it's not a NATO problem. I understand that. But I'm going to ask Rebecca Koffler when she's with us later this hour if it really is a NATO line to draw. Will he only be satisfied if he takes Ukraine? Will he stop at the end of that? Will he say, okay, I want to put together the former Soviet Union, but I'll just take Ukraine and stop now? There are many people that are split on this decision. I'm not sure exactly where he's at. I'll talk to people that are smarter than me about it. If you're watching with us tonight on Biz TV, on Salem News Channel, on the streams of those two channels, or the social media or anywhere else that you may be getting this tonight, you may notice I am not wearing a normal collared shirt or what have you. I'm wearing a sweatshirt. It is the United States Navy. Tonight, we stand in solidarity with our men and women that are in uniform that have been moved into the NATO region. That whole western wall of countries that's on the western side of the Ukrainian border, that's where we have all of our men and women. They are ready to go into action if the action comes into a NATO-occupied territory. And this week, just yesterday, there were not one but two airstrips in the far western region of Ukraine that had not been shown any interest by the Russians that were bombed yesterday. The popular opinion is that this was done in such a way so as to threaten the West, so as to not give the Ukraine airplanes for some reason. But I will tell you tonight, as we report to you right now, there is all-out chaos in Kiev. There is some pretty impressive satellite images that are revealing a lot of damage that the Russians are trying to exact upon the capital city. There are craters in fields, damaged buildings, etc. in cities west of Kiev, but there's also some in Kiev itself, and then also in the eastern section and in Mariupol tonight. The poor people of Mariupol, Ukraine, are just under absolute bombardment. It is horrific to see what has been done here. This reminds me, if you have watched any number of significant World War II documentaries about what happened to the cities of Europe, this is worse. And this is where we are at tonight. And this is what an evil, satanic, perverted, insecure, impish person in Vladimir Putin. This is what he's willing to do. In fact, there are some journalists now that are putting their own lives at risk in Russia because they are announcing some statistics about what they believe about how many Russians actually support Putin's actions. And it is not a popular war back in Russia. In fact, Putin is this is right now breaking across Fox News. Rumors swirling about possible martial law coming to Russia concerns the war in Ukraine could prove the boiling crisis that blows the lid off of a controlled society. The last journalistic brand of note left standing in Moscow is Novaya Gazeta. Its editor in chief won last year's Nobel Peace Prize. Perhaps Novaya is too famous to fail, too fated to flee, but it is now under enormous pressure. They are reporting that the Ukrainians are holding up better than had been estimated. And you have to understand that in Russia to this point in time, Putin has not allowed the number of casualties of dead Russians to be reported. He has taken on-site incinerators and crematoriums to the battlefield. They are burning the bodies of Russian servicemen before they can be transported home. And the families in Russia that have young men in the service, which are conscripted, they're drafted, they don't have an option. It's not like America. We're an all-volunteer force. The people that service in uniform do so because they love the country. That is not the case in Russia. And yet the families of many of these Russian persons, and there have been thousands of deaths already, they're never going to receive notice as to what happened to their loved one. They'll just never come home. This is the evil that penetrates, populates, obsesses Putin's existence. He cannot allow anyone to doubt that he is in control and in charge. And this is what this outlet in Russia is questioning. In fact, the editor says, I put the question everyone wants to know, second only to what is on Putin's mind. What percentage of Russians support the war on Ukraine? It's about 25%. 25% of Russians say they support what's going on. In other words, three out of four Russians walking down the street don't support what's happening there. This is not about the Russian people being on board with this. This is a madman using an enslaved military to accomplish objectives that he believes he has the right to do. And literally the rest of the world says no. Well, that and the 25% of Russians who are nuts. I don't get it exactly. But anyway, that's and of course this particular outlet running the risk of being of course punished as well from the Russian hierarchy. So we'll see what happens there. All right, we've got a huge show coming up next. Governor Mike Huckabee. We will also hear from Charmaine Yost this hour and that former DIA intelligence officer in Russia, Rebecca Koffler, with us later this hour. You don't want to miss this. Plus, Lainey Wilson in tonight's New Music Spotlight. It's a huge show. You don't want to miss it. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick. And I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us and very thankful to have my next guest back with us, Governor Mike Huckabee, longtime friend of Kevin McCullough Radio and Radio Night Live, and always glad to have him with us. And he may not be in the best of mood today because, like so many of us, he's experienced some airport drama. That so many times, Governor, it's just not necessary. Like, just so many times. And you wish you could make some of these companies care a little more. But, you know, at the end of the day, you're just a number. No matter what they say they want to treat you like, at the end of the day, a lot of times you're just a number. But we're glad to have you back.
Well, I'm glad to be back. This is one of those times when, you know, you get stranded at the Atlanta airport. They close the door before they even post the departure time.
See, that's
and
cool.
So you go get yourself a hotel room at 11:30 at night. It's not pleasant. But, you know, I always tell people, if you absolutely positively have to be somewhere, don't fly.
That's right. Well, you may remember a while back, I did a lot of work with Stephen Baldwin, the actor. And between airlines being what they are and actors having this penchant for often just not caring whether or not they made the flight, that was a 9-year season of eternal madness in my brain, because I think we missed far more than we ever made in those years. But anyway, glad you're safe and sound, and thanks for being with us. Let me ask you about some of the things that have gone down this week. There's a lot of speculation that the shutting down of Russian oil came far too late. And even in doing so, it seemed the president was a little bit half angry at the American people for thinking that he should. And if it was a two-step solution of shutting down Russian oil and increasing American domestic production, we didn't even start the second step of that process yet. Your thoughts on the handling of all of that this last week by the administration?
Well, to quote Robert Gates, Joe Biden has been successful in making a mess and being wrong on virtually every foreign policy decision for the past 40 years. And at least he's consistent. You have to hand that to him.
Yeah.
He has had an aberration of his policy agenda and suddenly found one right. The things that I would like for people to remember is that there were two big mistakes in how this is going on. One, by his attack and absolute war on fossil fuels that really were a part of his campaign and from his administration on day one beyond. What he did was to say, we don't care if the Russians, the Saudis, or the Venezuelans, or the Iranians pump oil as dirty as they want it to be, because we're going to shut ours down. We're going to be a slave to all these horrible tyrants around the world, and we're going to put Americans out of work. And we're not going to drill our oil. And by doing that, he not only caused the price to go up on a global scale, and especially for Americans, but he put a lot of Americans out of work, and he gave Putin an incentive to go ahead and just take what he wanted. The second big mistake.
Well, and we financed it, if I'm not mistaken, at $130 a barrel and 17 barrels a month. We're sending Putin a lot of money.
We are. And we don't have to be. We ought to be telling Putin to go pound sand, drink his oil if he thinks he needs it, because we've got more than he does. Most people don't understand. America has more oil under our feet than Russia does. In fact, more than most any country does. We are absolutely oil and gas rich, and we've now learned how to get to more of it through fracking. Who knows what next technology might be there? We have enough for several hundred years at the current rate which we use energy and we use fossil fuels. And so this idea that, well, we need to go to green, fine, I'm all about, let's go to green. But let's get there when we have the capacity to make it affordable and to make it practical, which we simply don't right now.
Yeah. No, that is so well said. And the idea that you're just going to force everybody to do it. I mean, talk about an inappropriate body sound going off in church. The Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg press conference this week, Governor. I didn't know what to make of that.
It's painful sometimes to watch these administration people, and you realize that the word obtuse applies to most everybody in the Biden administration.
Yeah.
Their attitude to Americans who are struggling, to single moms who can't afford the gas in their car to get their kids dropped off at daycare and get to work, and the senior adults whose Social Security is not going to cover what their needs are just to buy medicine, and they can't even get to the pharmacy of gas that costs $4.50 a gallon. And their response to that is, well, go out and buy an electric car. I mean, that's like going to the homeless shelter and telling the hungry people, why don't you people just get off your butts and go to Ruth's Chris Steakhouse and get you a doggone ribeye? I mean, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
You know, this is the insensitivity, Kevin, that really rankles me. And I don't understand why some of these feel-good, do-good, bleeding-heart liberals are not calling these folks out for the absolute insensitivity toward people who are poor and struggling. And their answer for them is, go out and buy a $60,000 electric car. Yeah, that ought to do it.
It's really astounding, and that's why I was glad to see some Americans speaking out today, calling for people to know the truth, that when you killed the Keystone Pipeline, you killed our economy in many respects. Let me shift gears just slightly. Iran and the U.S. have been at a table trying to come up with a new Iranian nuke deal. For some reason, Joe Biden thinks this is one of the most important things that he can do. By the way, neither side wants it. Nobody believes Iran's going to stick to it. And now we have the unfortunate misfortune of having Russia become Iran's primary advocate and negotiator. What are we doing, Governor?
I mean, this is like asking Michael Corleone, would he come and officiate, you know, at your wake? My gosh, this is insane. I don't even begin to understand how we could think that putting Russia in charge of leading discussions with another outright terrorist state is somehow going to result in anything that we can applaud. We should have been really given it the stiff arm to Iran.
Yeah.
Not sitting at the table with them and having them over for cupcakes and a cup of tea.
Well, it's one of those things, too, where going back to what we were just talking about, if we had energy in abundance, we would be selling it to Europe, filling the void that Russia is leaving. We would be choking the Russian and the Iranian economies. And we would have two very volatile, hostile, terror and you know, warmongering states basically on the ropes. This is kind of nuts that we're playing footsies with these guys.
Well, especially because the way that they can finance their terrorism is selling oil.
Yeah.
I think it's also very telling that this week, I've never heard of this ever in my life, and I'm pretty old. But this week, Joe Biden reached out to the Saudi crown prince and asked for a conversation, just wanted to have a phone call. And the Saudi prince told him no, and refused to take a phone call from the president of the United States. Kevin, that's unprecedented.
How do you read that? Are they just not willing to deal with Biden? Would they have taken Trump's call? I mean, I often wonder if the Abraham Accords and some of the other progress that we made in the Middle East can survive a Biden presidency. What was your read of how Saudi got away with doing that?
Well, I think, number one, they don't respect him. They know he's weak. The Abraham Accords, what most people don't understand, it was the first step in getting these very...
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
A mosque in the Ukrainian port city of Mariupol has reportedly become the latest target of Russian shelling as the invasion continues. More than 80 people, including children, were sheltering there, according to Ukrainian officials. The number of casualties is not known. The city has already been hit hard by the Kremlin. The estimated death toll was more than 1,200 since the start of the invasion. Meanwhile, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky continues to encourage his people to resist the Russians. He says the Kremlin would need to carpet bomb the capital, Kyiv, and kill its residents to take the city. Over in China, they are reinstating COVID restrictions to limit the spread of the coronavirus in several cities. The country is dealing with a spike in infections, with less than 600 new confirmed cases reported on Friday. The Texas Supreme Court stopped the last challenge to the state law that practically bans abortions in the state. This is USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
And now, back to Radio Night Live. Here's Kevin McCullough.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And my next guest, like many of you, noticed this week that when the president wanted to make a big deal about stopping Russian oil imports, even though, I don't know, he still had like the crabby, crazy uncle bad attitude about it. It's like, oh, you crazy kids, I'll cancel these Russian oil imports, but you're still going to pay more. Why is that? Let's talk with Charmaine Yost, who is the former vice president of the Heritage Foundation. She's also been with Americans United for Life, Family Research Council, among other stops on her resume. A very well-received and well-respected mind in terms of Washington and what's going on there. Charmaine, when Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg comes out and say, and basically say to, well, and here's how it strikes me. I know that I've got a lot of listeners that are 60-year-old black females that live in, you know, Queens and Brooklyn walk-ups that take public transportation and live on a very tight budget and don't have just a ton of extra cash laying around. All of a sudden, if we're to follow Kamala Harris and Pete Buttigieg's suggestions, these people that are living on these fixed incomes are now supposed to go buy what are in essence luxury vehicles according to the price. There's some sort of disconnect here, no?
Well, there is. And let's be clear, I think you and I are both on the same page in that I think the advent of electric vehicles is exciting. And I think there's a lot of future and promise there.
Yep.
that we all want to be exploring. Nobody's against that. I've got a family member who owns an electric car, and it's super, super cool.
I've got stock in several electric car component companies. So, yes, I'm all for it.
But it's kind of the slip. It is very definitely a let them eat cake moment of not addressing the crisis at hand right now. This week when we went to fill up our car, it cost over $100. You know, this is an actual real pocketbook issue for the American people of we have to deal with the reality of what it costs right now to get us around. Because you're right. You know, your average American is not going to run out and switch over to an electric vehicle. It doesn't move that quickly. And what we're seeing is, you know, kudos to the president for finally cutting off Russian oil. That was a step that needed to happen. But as you said, it's step one. You got to get in there and go back to stimulating domestic production of energy and oil. And all of his policies have moved against that, despite the fact that from the podium at the White House this week, they were denying it, which, you know, is super, super frustrating. I feel like we need to be able to have an accurate and truthful conversation about what policies really lead to us being energy independent. And wow, Kevin, what an amazing situation we're in right now. You couldn't have written a script for a better illustration of why our energy independence is so important to national security. And we've moved backwards over the last year. Under the last administration, we were a net exporter, and now we've moved to with cutting off the pipeline and other policies that are hampering domestic production, we're in a vulnerable position now.
Yeah. No, there's no doubt about it. In fact, when Trump left office, we were making money off of the European exports. They were buying energy from us. We had the potential to do more. And now with the vacuum that they've all experienced because they're cutting off Russian energy supplies too, we could totally fill that void. But in addition to that, we also had Russia and Iran on the ropes. We were choking them literally to death on American energy. They normally had a great hand of influence with countries because of their ability to supply oil to them. If we were able to supply energy in their stead, we starve those dictatorial regimes, and Ukraine would have never happened. The former president said it yesterday on a podcast. I totally believe him. There would have been no Ukrainian invasion if President Trump was still in office. And guess what? You wouldn't be paying $100 to fill up your car. You'd be probably paying less than half of that.
Well, and it's embarrassing to see the leader of the free world going hat in hand to South American countries and Middle Eastern countries to talk about importing oil when we did not used to be in a position where we needed to do that. And we got reports this last week that the Middle Eastern leaders, you know, refused to meet with our president, refused to talk to him about it. I mean, that's just an international embarrassment. And come on, where is the media wanting to talk about that?
Oh, they're engaging in this gaslighting. You mentioned that the White House lied last week. Charmaine, you and I have done a lot of election cycles together. I've never seen an administration so totally bald-faced tell the American people the exact opposite of what is true as often as I have this one. It is mind-blowing how regularly they gaslight the American people. Charmaine Yost, always appreciate it. By the way, we've got a little podcast collection of Charmaine's appearances. It's called Thinking Out Loud. You can find it at any of the Kevin McCullough podcast universes, and you can check that out if you miss any part of it or miss any one of her appearances. Charmaine, thank you.
Great to be with you.
You got it. Kevin McCullough coming right back.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Everybody loves my baby, but my baby loves by me. No one but me.
And now back to Radio Night Live. Once again, Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. And we are continuing, of course, our coverage of all things related to the conflict in Ukraine. You may have noticed, those of you watching by television, I'm wearing my United States Navy sweatshirt on this episode because I am very much interested in expressing my support, my solidarity with not only our armed forces that are helping to guard NATO countries on the western side of the Ukrainian conflict, but also, in a sense, to let the Ukrainian people know that we stand with them as well. And this is why. And this, it doesn't get any more complicated than this. Vladimir Putin is an evil person. And his evil knows really no bounds. And as we saw in the bombing of the maternity hospital day before yesterday, no one is really safe from what this evil will lash out to. Someone who has documented some of this wrote the book Putin's Playbook, Russia's I want to make sure I get the title right. Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America. Rebecca Koffler is the author, and she joins us for the first time here at the Kevin McCullough microphone. Rebecca, it's good to have you. Thank you for being here.
Hi, Kevin. I'm so happy to be here with you and your audience. Can't wait to give you the straight story about Putin and the conflict between Russia and Ukraine.
Before we get into the X's and O's of what's happening now, tell me a little bit about your background and what kind of informed your ability to write this book.
Sure. I was born and raised in the former Soviet Union, came to the United States in 1989, and after the September 11th terrorist attack, I was committed to go and serve and become an intelligence officer because I love my adopted homeland, the United States of America, so much, and I always wanted to protect America from foreign threats. And so I served as a DIA intelligence officer for Russian Doctrine and Strategy. DIA is a military counterpart to CIA, who provides support to American warfighters, provides intelligence, the thinking into, you know, how Putin thinks, his mindset, his strategy, which he has been developing for the past 20 years. And that's what has informed my analytic assessment that I have described in my book, Putin's Playbook, Russia's Secret Plan to Defeat America.
So let me ask you about this, because there's a lot of rumors that have been floating around, and maybe you can dispel them or confirm them. The idea that Putin is not very well connected to social media or to outside sources, particularly since pandemic, do you think that rumor is true or is likely not true?
So, depending on what these rumors are specifically, I think it might be both. So, Putin, and it's not really related to pandemic. Putin does not use email. He does not use social media for security reasons. And so he relies on his minions, so to speak, to inform him about what's going on in the world. And primarily it's the intelligence services, right? The GRU, military intelligence, and SVR, foreign intelligence. Now, with regard to COVID, yes, Putin has been very careful not to contract COVID, but unlike what the media is reporting here, he's absolutely not crazy. He's 100% rational. His rationale, however, is Russian and Soviet, not American. He does not think like American, but there are no mental anomalies in this man. He's a cold-blooded former KGB officer, and he's acting in what he believes is Russian national interests, not American, not Western, Russian national interests.
Well, and I think you could talk to any number of dictators, and they would probably tell you the same thing. I think Maduro down in Venezuela thinks he's, in some sort of distorted sense, acting on behalf of all Venezuelans. And I think President Xi in China would argue that, you know, he is the embodiment of the party. Therefore, it, you know, whatever he says is good for the people is good for the people. It's not often that these, you know, large and very dangerous personalities will claim that they are acting in those best interests. But it always kind of measures against what the rest of the world thinks at the time. And I think that resolutely, minus China, the world has kind of said to Mr. Putin, you didn't have the right to invade Ukraine, and we're not going to just ignore it. Now, they haven't had an overwhelming or robust response, I would say, but there has been a very clear line drawn. Do you think that that impacts his thinking at all, or is this just all baked into what he expected, and this plan is running as supposed it would be?
It does not, Kevin, impact Putin's thinking because Putin is really not afraid of words, you know, calling him a killer, or, you know, doing all of these metaphorical things, Putin's afraid of action, right? And this is exactly why we saw back during the former President Trump's administration, Putin did not act up because he knew that there's severe consequences. Mm-hmm. And for that, and Trump did three things that actually strike at the heart of Russia's hostile anti-American strategy. Trump has stood up the space forces that directly counters U.S. space warfare strategy against the United States and the West. He authorized the cyber offensive attacks against foreign adversaries such as Putin, and he authorized the development of low-yield nuclear warhead for the United States forces that counters Russia's escalate to de-escalate nuclear doctrine. So, again, all of these things that, yes, people are, you know, rebelling against Putin, but that's not what works. What works is a viable counter strategy. And unfortunately, Washington and Brussels have failed to develop such strategy, even though we knew 20 years ago what Putin was up to. Putin did not make it a secret, and we drank espressos and did not act. And right now, Joe Biden is grasping at straws.
Well, and this is why you need to get the book, friends. It's Putin's Playbook. Rebecca Koffler is the author, and it's all about the secret plan that Mr. Putin has to basically defeat America and destroy it. You need to get a copy. You need to be informed. And Rebecca, I need to have you back. This is far too short a time, but thank you for being with us today.
Of course, Kevin. Pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Kevin McCullough coming right back. Don't go away.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow Premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs? Truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Extend your life.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Once again, from New York, here's Radio Night Live and Kevin McCullough.
Ladies and gentlemen, she had the number one song in America today. Here is Lainey Wilson.
Oh, I can hook a trailer on a 2-inch hitch. Oh, I can shoot a shotgun, I can catch a fish. And I can change a tire on the side of a road. Yeah, I know a few things a man ought to know. How to know when it's love, how to stay when it's tough. How to know you're messing up a good thing, and how to fix it before it's too late. And yeah, I know gave up and got wrong. If you really love a woman, you don't let her go. Yeah, I know a few things a man ought to know. If you can't have it, I can do without. And I can hang a picture, same as I can take it down. And how to keep a yin when a heart gets bruised. Yeah, I know a few things a man ought to know. How to know when it's love, how to stay when it's tough. How to know you're messing up a good thing, and how to fix it before it's too late. And yeah, I know.
From the New Music Spotlight stage here at Radio Night Live and her big hit, What a Man Ought to Know. We've got a lot more straight ahead. In fact, if you stick around for hour number two, we've got an enormous ladies' lounge tonight. Kelsey Bowler is back with us for the first time. We will talk with Bethany Mandel about something that's going on in Florida that could impact all of your children. And before we're done, a few minutes of fitness for the mind with Jane Ann Benaira back keeping it real with us tonight. And, of course, back on the music stage before we're done, music spotlight number two, Lainey Wilson. And we'll be back once again. I'm Kevin McCullough. You miss any of this, make sure you get the podcast. We're available anywhere podcasts are.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase Nano Colloidal Silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.